This agenda item represents the work related to preparing the guaranteed maximum price and the total project budget for this new facility. The GMP for this project was based on the request for competitive seal proposals that we always use, and this was advertised to the public as required by statute. The construction manager at risk, Pepper Lawson Construction, coordinated the competitive seal proposal process for us. And Theo Rouse and I were in attendance when the proposals were received and tabulated on September 29th, 2016. It's probably worth noting at this time that on bid day, it was slightly over budget. It was about $1.9 million over. But on a large scope project like this, that's not grossly out of whack. So it took us a little work, a couple of weeks to fine tune, tighten down the screws on the budget, and see where we had a little scope overlap and things like that. And we were able to land it within budget. So, in consultation with CSISD and VLK Architects, Pepper Lawson Construction, they have reviewed the final scope of work, reputation of subcontractors, quality of materials specified, and other relevant factors in arriving at their GMP for the project. Pepper Lawson Construction proposes a GMP for this project in the amount of $43,488,226. On the second page of the memo there, if you care to go through it there, we also have a summary of the proposed total project budget broken out. We started off with a total planning allocation of $51,370,000. After you add in the GMP of $43,488,226, we pick up the additional soft costs that are typical to a project, which include furniture, fixtures, and equipment, technology, architects and engineers and professional fees, construction materials testing, test and air balance. All of those are fairly standard. I would like to note on the city infrastructure costs, we typically carry about $300,000 after the last negotiation with the city with the our interlocal agreement with the intermediate school. We realized we needed to bump that up a little bit. So that number is now $500,000 for this project. We feel like that would be more accurate. And we did have to tighten up the project contingency down to $400,000, as Dr. Weston had pointed out a little bit earlier tonight. So all of that to say is that we were able to land it just right in budget with the $51,370,000. But we were not able to take it any lower than that. So we're really not going to be realizing any savings, at least on the front end of this project. So with that said, it is recommended that the Board of Trustees of College Station Independent School District approve the guaranteed maximum price of $43,488,226 from Pepper Lawson Construction and the total project budget in the amount of $51,370,000 for the Middle School No. 3 project. It is further recommended that the superintendent or his designee be authorized to sign any necessary documents to implement the guaranteed maximum price, and that the Board of Trustees authorizes the commencement of the work associated with this project. And with that, I'd love to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions?
I have a couple. First, I want to ask, is the architecture and the proposed finish out for this project consistent with the middle schools that we currently have?
Consistent with the middle schools that we have? I would say it's more consistent with College Station Middle School, A&M Consolidated Middle School. It wouldn't be quite as consistent with that one. The final finish out, I would say it is. We're not going with any really high dollar fancy interior finishes or anything. So the carpet and the finishes and the flooring and the painted surfaces, that'll all be comparable too. But I would say it's more consistent probably in the fit and finish with certainly with the intermediate school that we just started projects a few months back, but also with the latest elementary schools. So I'd say it's probably a little nicer, generally speaking, than AMCMS, and probably a little more consistent with CSMS at this point. I would like to add one note, if I could. We do have money figured for AMCMS to update that as well, to put some flexible spaces and included in the 2015 bond to do a little catch-up on that account as well.